you don't mind parking further away, your knees have a different opinion. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 1:39, and I'm not alone. Kristen Reynolds is here from Choose Chicago, the CEO and president of Choose Chicago. Why do we love Chicago? I think at this moment, Kristen, we could just look out the window almost as we are over the Riverwalk, over the Chicago River. We're watching all the boats go up and down the river. You live in the area, so that's something you do every day, but it's not only downtown that is vibrant, the entire city. And boy, you have amazing data to tell us about.
I do, and it is a gorgeous Chicago day. Like you said, I walked here today, and I enjoyed every step. And we like to say it to Chicago right now is Chicago is having a moment.
Yeah.
And the numbers prove it. So we just unveiled brand new numbers from 2025, which are record-breaking. We welcomed 56.8 million visitors to our city in 2025, which, again, that's a great number, but it's a great number also, you know, despite a lot of headwinds that our industry is facing and a lot of our competitors and, you know, comp cities are down. So we saw growth, additional 1.5 million over the year prior visitors, with record breaking spending. So visitors to Chicago last year spent $21.5 billion.
With a B.
With a B. And the reason why that matters is because when visitors come and spend those billions of dollars, that supports more than 135,000 local jobs across all 77 neighborhoods. And it generates $2.9 billion in local and state tax revenues. And that's what benefits you and I as Chicagoans, every single resident of the city, because it helps, you know, fund our police and schools and potholes and all those things that all those things that we rely on as residents. So
it could be the most important thing. All
right.
So this is a question that you're probably not going to be able to answer. You're part of the answer for it.
Okay.
So you're part of the reason for this. So thank you to Choose Chicago and the promotion and the work you do. But the answer is bigger than that, and I don't know that you can answer. Name the city, any major city. Tourism, for all sorts of reasons, having to do with national politics in part, is down in all of these other cities. Chicago not only is up, but notably up, mm-hmm. considerably up. What's the secret? When they stop you, you're at a convention of, you know, other organizations, Choose New Orleans, that's not what it's called, or Choose Spokane, or Choose New York City, mm-hmm. and you're at this conference, and people come up to you probably all the time and say, what's the secret?
Yeah.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
Well, people do ask me that all the time, and I think it's a lot of collaboration. When I see, you know, being new to Chicago, I've been here just over a year now, about 15 months, and I think what's different about the city is the fact that the city works collectively together. Because the city really cares about success. The city gets tourism. It gets the importance of it. It understands the value of the visitor economy. And that matters in when you're competing and when you're trying to lure people to Chicago, you know, against New York City or Boston or, you know, Miami or these other cities. And we've seen it in a lot of incredible monuments that have happened recently. We just opened the Obama Presidential Center.
Yes. And I was just there.
I was there too, and it was just the amount of texts and emails and calls I got from around the country from people, because, you know, I've worked on both coasts. They were like, your city shined. I mean, it was such a proud moment to be a Chicagoan.
I felt, I can cry now. I felt like crying a couple times.
It's incredible. I've seen the videos.
And it's not about politics.
Exactly.
It's about hope and inspiration, but also when you're up on the eighth floor, whatever floor that is, and you look out on Jackson Park and you see Chicago and you see the landscaping that's gone on there. You see people use it just in their neighborhood to jog, to take their dogs for walks. You see older people, you see younger people, you see people who look all different mm-hmm. ways sharing the same space. And ultimately, there's a children's playground there.
It's amazing.
And they're going to be barbecuing out there. And it's just for people to use.
It's, you know, Chicago really, I think, emulated on that day and with that new project, not only hope, to be the home of hope, but community. You know, that's what Chicago is about. And today is Pride Day, and you're seeing it at the Pride Festival. And you know, I was at the Navy Pier yesterday. It's just, that's what the city does best, is really come together and lift each other up. And our, you know, our new marketing campaign, Never Done, Never Outdone, really is about that. It talks about Chicago as a city that's always going to be changing, always going to be evolving, growing. We never rest on our laurels, and we won't be outdone. We're going to come together. We're going to outwork. We're going to outplay. We're going to outwelcome everybody at our destination. And I think that's why. And you're seeing so much momentum right now with the record-breaking numbers and the Obama Center and what's happening even on, you know, the Mag Mile with the opening of so many new attractions and experiential.
What is it called?
Hello Kitty Cafe, yeah. The Hand in the Eye, the announcement of the Candy Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That's great. The most important announcement in the history of the planet. The Candy Hall of Fame, are you
it's
kidding?
It's great. I mean, I know. There's so much. And you've got 1901 getting ready to happen. You've got the new Chicago Fire Stadium. I mean, this is the place to be right now, and I feel very lucky.
Yeah. What is the difference, do you think, between, it's a silly question, but I started, so now I've got to finish, right? Between, because you've worked on both coasts.
Yes.
Similar sorts of jobs, right?
Yes.
The difference between doing that, and I do hope you trash the other jobs, it's okay with me.
No.
Between those cities and where you're sitting right now.
Yes, I think, you know, I you're right. I worked for many years in Arizona, then I worked for a decade in New York, and now I'm in Chicago. Yeah, I think the important thing for people to realize, and why it's interesting maybe having a non-local come in and promote your tourism, is because you do see it from a different perspective. I like to see things from the visitor perspective, because that's who we're trying to lure and talk to. And everybody thinks like, oh, we're the best. You don't have to promote us. People will just come here because we're X, right? We're Florida. We're Hawaii. We're Chicago. We're Arizona. Whatever it is, people think, you know, we're the best. People will come
here.
Well,
we are.
Actually, Chicago is. Chicago is never done and never outdone, obviously. But I think, again, what I love about this city is the desire and the hunger that we don't do that. This city really works hard and really wants to compete and wants to win. And that's why it's been really fun to be in this role for the past year. And I can't wait to see what we do next.
Well, what we do next is we come back and we talk about some events that are happening, like July 4th. Taste of Chicago is back and it's here. And also, you mentioned the Obama Foundation Center, but there's a new way to get there. And I think it's free.
Free, but discounted, certainly.
Okay. Well, I prefer
close.
Free.
Close.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about all that when we come back. Kristen Reynolds, CEO and President of Choose Chicago, an amazing website. We'll talk about that, too, and your podcast.
So much.
I know, a lot
we'll get to
do.
It.
We will when we come back. She's a radio pro, you can tell.
Oh.
Yes, this is WGN. We're talking Chicago, so I wonder if the CEO and President of Choose Chicago, Kristen Reynolds, is now tired of hearing that song.
Never.
Yeah.
How could you be?
I know.
It's classic.
I know. You know, when he would perform that song here, and I had, and I hope you do say, you can't possibly be old enough to have done that. But several times I saw him perform that song live here in Chicago, including at the Chicago Theater a couple times.
Well, I would think that there's no way you could be old enough to do that. But that is still pretty cool. That's pretty awesome.
I owe you $2 now. But above and beyond that, it was so cool because he was singing about us in a way, right?
Of course. It's our city. It's like it's our anthem. We love it.
And the way he performed is if you were sitting in the very back row, he was still performing to you.
That's great.
Just very few like him. All right. So we're talking about the possibility of going from downtown Chicago to the Obama Foundation Center in Jackson Park. Well, you could take the CTA, but now there's a new way to do that.
There is, you know, and it goes back to what I said earlier about collaboration. So when Obama Center opened, we know that parking is a challenge there. Transportation can be a little bit of a challenge to get to and from for a lot of people. So we partnered with our wonderful...
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Partners at Big Bus, as well as D-Case, and came together and sponsored two buses. One says Never Done, Never Outdone. One's All for the Love of Chicago themed. And they go from the downtown area to Obama Center as well as Museum of Science and Industry on a constant loop all day at a discounted ticket. It's $10 each way or $17 round trip, which is underwritten by our sponsorship. So we're really happy to make, you know, these two incredible museums and attractions attainable, affordable, accessible, all of those things for all of our visitors or residents that want to experience it.
How can people learn more about where to get the bus and how to hop on board?
Sure. Just go to choosechicago.com. All of the information's there. You can probably go to Big Bus Tours as well. But they just picks up right here on Wacker, and it runs every half hour. So,
cool.
You know, it's really cool. Yeah, we're excited about that new promotion.
Although I will say, if you have the app, the parking isn't so bad there.
Oh, good.
You know, we were worried about it. But
yeah.
It's
limited. I will say it's limited.
When we were there, it may vary day to day.
Yeah.
So we were only there once. So
yeah.
I can only comment on when we were. But it was fine. It worked out really, really well. But this is very convenient.
Right. And a lot of our visitors don't have cars. They're down here and they're walking the river and they see that they might just want to jump on and go to a different part of our city that they get to explore. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. And we have friends that went with us that I'm sure would have liked to have done that had they known about it, because on the way back, they went on one of the boat cruises.
Of course.
Make it
a full day.
Yeah. Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Right around the corner.
It is. You know, it's the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. As everybody knows, America 250. So we're very excited to sponsor the fireworks show at Navy Pier. Choose Chicago is partnering with Navy Pier to put on the biggest, best, baddest fireworks show ever. So make sure you get your tickets and come out and see it, or just get somewhere where you can see the show, because it's going to be awesome.
Do you need tickets to see the fireworks?
You need, there is like VIP kind of tickets where you, if you go, but no, I mean, anywhere in the city, you can watch the fireworks. That's what, you know, we had somebody in the other day from Brand USA who was like the United States promotion, like Choose Chicago is for city. And she was like, oh my God, I love the fireworks. And we said, oh, they're just for you. You know, and sometimes they feel like that. They feel like they're just for us.
I think that's true. To learn more about it, also Choose Chicago.
Yep, choosechicago.com. You can look at, we'll have actually a whole list of wonderful things to do on the 4th of July. There's a bunch of activities and activations all over the city, with Navy Pier being one of them.
I think you just answered my question. So sometimes the fireworks are on July 3rd, sometimes the 4th. They are on the 4th?
They are on the 4th. It's a Saturday this year.
Okay.
So definitely on the 4th. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Clear that up. Taste of Chicago. It's back again. Now, I remember, and again, you're going to say, Steve, that can't possibly be. You are not old enough. But I remember working somewhere else years and years and years and years ago when Taste of Chicago was actually a Navy Pier. The first Taste of Chicago's, yeah. But that aside, it is back, and it'll be in Grant Park?
Yes, it is Grant Park. And, you know, so being new, again, I've heard tale. Like, I understand Taste of Chicago is an iconic Chicago staple.
Yeah.
So last year it came back a little bit smaller, but this year it's coming back with a bang, just like you used to love it and know it. So we're very excited. I think 5 days. It's going to be a huge event. Tons of food trucks, tons of musicians, just a great Chicago summertime shy staple. We're excited to welcome it back.
As I remember, Mayor Jane Byrne at the time, and friends, 312-981-7200, if you remember differently, but she said we need to do some things to promote Chicago, and that's how promote our restaurant scene. Mm-hmm. Which wasn't as well known maybe 32 years ago.
We're known for culinary now, so now we got to keep it up. You know, now we're known for how great our food is. And even in the smaller version that I went to last year, I found some of my restaurants that are now today some of my new favorite restaurants.
And the Taste of Chicago, do you know the dates?
I think it's July 8th. I'd have to double check. But it's on choosechicago.com. Fact check me for sure and go for information. But we're very excited to partner with DK's to welcome that back again.
Yes. I am sure most of Chicago, but it's not only Taste of Chicago, it's all the community events.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to mention all 120 right now.
Oh, gosh.
No, there are about that many.
Oh, and you know what? That's
the thing.
Does
that make Chicago unique, too?
I think so. And, you know, again, every weekend, you know, it's just, it's almost mind-blowing. You're like, how do I work all of these things into my weekend schedule? And the cool thing is there's events all over the city. So some event will be in Andersonville, some event will be in Hyde Park, some event will be in Pilsen. And that's the cool thing, is it really the festivals, events, attractions, art and cultural exhibits. There's so much to see and do. There's never a dull moment in this city. I know it sounds cliche, but there really truly is something for everyone and every taste and every interest. It's such an incredibly rich cultural city, and it's so fun to live here.
And with all the cultures, so I'm walking down the street and I see Chile, and then I see Argentina, then I see Hungary, then I see, I'm talking about soccer jerseys.
Yeah, I know, I figured.
I figured. Then I see Spain, then I see Mexico, and I see all
Isn't
these.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
It's a great time to be here. Yeah, we see people all over that are here in the United States to see the World Cup. A lot of people, you know, from Kansas City that are tacking on Chicago. We had a great campaign called Kickback in Chicago, where we've been promoting to those international markets to extend their stay and come to Chicago.
Are people doing that?
Well, you can see it.
Yeah,
you know, you can see them everywhere. It's great. And it's just been such a wonderful reminder about America on social media, all these international visitors really appreciating our country for what we know it to be and how much we love it. And it's been great to see that great feedback and how much and people are enjoying our country and our city.
Now, what I have to do apparently is call the mayor and say, I purchased you on Amazon Prime. Exactly what went on with Amazon Prime Days?
I was like, you did what? Oh, so for those of you that were, you know, participating in the recent Amazon Prime Days, which is, by the way, the busiest shopping day of the year now. I think it's the 23rd through the 26th that just happened. So Choose Chicago partnered with Amazon for the first time ever, and we had an exclusive promotion where Chicago was the exclusive destination for when they promoted travel deals, which was really awesome. So you people that took advantage, and it was all over our website and all over our social media, so make sure you're following it for future opportunities. But it was 20% discount on more than 30 Chicago hotels, and you could book all the way through first quarter of 2027. So it was an incredible promotion. It was really for awareness.
Did people do it?
Yeah. We're still, and it was, you could book through Expedia. So it was it just goes to Expedia page. So it was easy to do for everybody that's used to doing that. So we're still collecting the final numbers of how much revenue it drove, but more than 30 million people saw, you know, our city on this shopping day of the year. And when you go to Amazon Prime, you know, you go with the intent to buy something. It's not just like you're looking. What'd you buy? You said
we bought pillowcases.
Yeah, I can't tell you what I bought, but I bought my daughter's birthday present. So
that's why I can't tell you.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, there's some great deals. You go and you're like, okay. You buy things maybe that you don't need right now, we were really excited that Chicago was part of that. It was a big deal.
I think you need to be more enthusiastic about the city. And by the way, where you can see this enthusiasm in action, all for the love of Chicago. Tell me about that.
So you know that I was on your podcast, which was so fun. And you know, in my former destination, we started a podcast many, many years ago. So I've done podcasting for a long time. And when I came to Chicago, I couldn't believe that Choose Chicago did not have a podcast. But we waited for the right moment, and we had launched this All for the Love of Chicago campaign on social media, which everyday people can leave a video about what you love about Chicago. And it's really authentic. In these days of AI and sometimes media spin, people don't know what to believe and not believe. So All for the Love of Chicago is all about telling real, true, authentic stories about our city from Chicagoans that know and love this city. And so we launched our podcast to tell the long form stories of that. And in its short debut, it's just been this year, only, you know, a few months, it's already got almost 3 million views on YouTube. So people are loving it. And
well,
it's wonderful.
I am loving what you're doing for the city. Choose Chicago for choosechicago.com.
Yes.
For further information about all the above and much more. Kristen Reynolds, so nice of you to come in on a Sunday. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.